about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Cameron with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. A Brisbane facility is under scrutiny after a man with an intellectual disability was kept in almost permanent seclusion for over a decade. The Queensland Ombudsman called the approach contrary to law, unreasonable, oppressive and improperly discriminatory. The latest report demands legal changes to prevent such long-term seclusion from happening again. Matilda Alexander of Queensland Advocacy for Inclusion emphasised it is time to permanently end the indefinite detention of people with disability, stressing the urgency of reform. A section of the Bruce Highway south of Gladstone will remain closed over the weekend after a truck crash and explosion caused significant road damage. The highway is closed in both directions between Gingin and Calliope, adding up to 4 hours of travel time for motorists. Gladstone Mayor Matt Burnett advised travellers to reconsider their plans, noting, if the road's infrastructure is severely damaged, a side road would have to be put in place. The road will remain closed for a few days, even if no sidetrack is needed. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has stated that the draft census questions regarding sexuality, gender identity and intersex status were not appropriate. While the government has reconsidered its approach to collecting data on sexuality, it remains uncertain whether questions on gender identity and intersex status will be included. Albanese noted that the previous census included an identity type question and suggested that something should be included about sexual orientation as well. The next census is scheduled for 2026.
In national news, predatory lowball cash settlements from insurance to victims of flood-damaged areas are a significant issue in Australia, as Financial Counselling Australia reveal widespread underquoting. Data from 40 cases showed financial counsellors negotiating an average of $83.182 per client. Vicky Staff of the FCA stated, "The thing that keeps me awake at night is how many people are missing out on a fair and adequate settlement. One couple initially offered $167,000, ultimately received $275,000 after a financial counsellor intervened." In international news, the Philippines and China have exchanged accusations after Coast Guard vessel from both nations collided in the distributed South China Sea. The clash occurred near Sabina Swell, with each side blaming the other for the ramming. Philippine Coast Guard spokesperson Jay Tarelia stated, "China Coast Guard vessel 5205 directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel, while China's Coast Guard accused the Philippines of deliberately ramming its ship. Despite the incident, the Philippines have vowed not to withdraw from the area." For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds in the afternoon. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high, and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.